Greetings. My name is Rob Dreaming, and I'm here today to relay something to you of this wonderful work we call Counsel or Way of Counsel, with some basic instruction with guidelines and sound bites for circle practice. So what is it? Where does it come from? How do we do it? And what's it for? The word counsel, used in a generic way, really comes to describe where a group of people gather to really listen to each other deeply and to reflect upon the wisdom that they find between them and in the spaces in between. A simple way of counsel is sitting in a circle, attributing a center, agreeing basic intentions, using a talking listening piece, and conducting our attention to witness, attend, and facilitate a learning, a support, and a wisdom inherently present within the participants' space and time allotted. It's a talking circle, and we know it from an elementary form in youth, sitting around a campfire listening to stories. And there's a bit more to it than that. So, let's just pause for a moment. And, in the spirit of counsel, I'd just like to spend a few moments to bring us into a context, a heritage, let's say, from where people first gathered in an effort to try to bring cooperation into their communication as a group. Take a breath, a pause for a moment. Notice how you are seated or standing. Do a body check on any tension and see if there's anything more that can be relaxed. Notice how otherwise prepared you might be just for the next few minutes to listen. So back to the beginning. Imagine a circle. It's a very ancient form. It's been around for a very long time. This is where people gathered in groups, tribes and relations. And the circle around the fire was natural. It's here that people come to share food, receive nourishment, companionship, light and warmth. And those stories, the ones that come from the day, they become important. And we can see that that's how storytelling originated. So from such simplicity, oral traditions arise, before any form or written word. Symbols, meaning and natural objects find their way into the hand and are passed around in offering that person the moment to be heard, and for others to attend and witness who or what it is that has come to be the voice of this moment. And so from counsel, the collective listening, storytelling and sharing, comes this innate recognition that I cannot live without you, the air, the trees, the waters, the animals and all of life. So we're talking about consciousness. And, you know, this consciousness that is born and bred of this perspective meets best all that comes into the circle. For example, joy, sadness, loss, love, diversity, differences, struggle, health, governance, ceremony, rites of passage, the elements really of society. And so I might ask, you know, what has changed? Are we here independent of our natures, of nature itself? Do we no longer require clean water and air, shelter and food, company, nourishment, peace and beauty? I think not. The place for the circle is still very much here, and I dare say always will be where human existence is present. And so do the practice. And it is a practice, meaning that just one session may be a great experience that opens up a potential field, but to really build it, develop it and maintain it is to begin to access and co-create a culture. And this culture has meaning, you know, for the people present and for what we are moving towards or becoming. Embedding a regular practice in the larger context of an ongoing life, you know, with all its constant change and diversity, brings true benefit to those who really wish to engage in a life of more cooperative endeavor. form. So on a practical level, the first form is a place. It's often forgotten or not thought of as so important. But to make or find a place that will be supportive of the council session is really important because it is holding us and therefore has a voice, a strong influence, let's say, on our meeting. A good place can be somewhere that inspires connection, intimacy, some basic safety and comfort, sufficient that a person can be present just to be listening. We sit in a circle. We have cushions, mats or chairs, whatever a person needs, again, as I say, just to be comfortable enough to be present and to listen. Center. We mark or acknowledge in some way. The center is important because it's the place where we all meet. We're all equidistant from. And we can say that in this form, it reflects back to us how we are all leaders and none of us are leaders. It's a point of equality. In the centre also is a place where we can often begin our council by opening and closing it with some kind of device. A device such as lighting a candle, pouring water, ringing a bell, putting beads in a bowl, or cutting a cake, you know, if it's a children's circle. Some circles also start by holding hands, brief silence, many ideas. Often known as a sacred time or a ceremony, others might use language more reflective of their culture, for example in a business setting, a session or an interpersonal development. The first words are usually any given introduction by facilitators. I say facilitators because two facilitators is really a good model for cooperative leadership. Then actually opening the council is immediately given to anyone in the circle. This is a sharing practice and a little way to demonstrate that. So whoever feels called comes to the centre and can offer some kind of wish, some dedication, benevolent words for the group, and light the candle, ring the bell, or whatever's there. This person who opens is not necessarily the one who begins the sharing, but whoever does start the sharing is invited to use a talking piece. So all who speak hold such a piece. It's also called a listening piece, by the way. This piece gives clarity on who is speaking and when they've finished and where the attention of the circle is invited. And as this piece is passed around, it is given that no one will interrupt. Therefore, building trust and appreciation that each of us will have a turn and our differences and similarities are revealed without the interventions more usual of conversation, you know, such as questions and remarks. As a suggestion, do a check-in round first. The facilitator would offer a simple opening prompt, something like, "What do I need to say in order to be present?" A check-in round offers a way to engage the group as a warm-up, hear the voices present, and allow all further time just to settle in. Another suggestion is to invite the talking piece to go around in the sunwise direction, maybe once or twice, and then go to the centre. When it arrives in the centre, it kind of heralds a change of form. We call this form a weaving of the web, and it allows anyone to take the piece at any time that it's in the centre. So here we are, in our council, all intimately connected, weaving our stories and our moments together. We come with our cultural attributes, our circumstances, our histories, our dreams, and whatever it is we need to say to be present. This is an enormous potential and offers a great reservoir of information that can come. So how do we manage it? Well, council brings something called intentions. And these intentions are perhaps, say, agreements that we can make when we sit together. These intentions are called intentions because they are what we intend and have been simplified in a lingual way by children who first used to use council in California in the 80s. We can say that there are four main intentions during the council and one outside. The first intention is really to listen from the heart. the heart being the core, the center, the authentic moment. The second is to speak or express from the heart. It's really good to use I language in this case, to speak from what I know, from what I've lived. Third intention, to be lean and of the essence, to get to the point. Fourth intention, to be spontaneous, that is, not so much to be planning, and more trusting what comes. Outside of the council session, confidentiality is essential. A practice of accepting what happens or what is said in the circle stays in the circle. Taking someone else's story out of the context, can cross boundaries and break trust in relationships. So thanks again for listening. In this practice of which I have spent many years, I do believe that simplicity is the way, and that the job of the facilitator is really just to be present. If one can be just present, it invites others to do the same. And what is present is really what is asked for to come within the boundaries of a council. If you want to know more, follow some threads, choose some links. My website is www.heart-source.com. And another one I can recommend is councilways.org. Thanks again for listening. Have a good session. Bye for now.